This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. The two Korean leaders are ending their third summit with a visit Thursday to the Mount Paktu volcano along the Chinese border. The results of the summit in Pyongyang have been generally welcomed following North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's pledge to dismantle key missile facilities and close the country's main nuclear complex if the U.S. takes reciprocal actions. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Washington is ready to resume talks with the North and offer to meet his counterpart. He called for a completion of North Korea's denuclearization by January 2021. On Wednesday, South Korean President Moon Jae-in said they agreed on specific measures to remove the fear of war and the possibility of armed clashes. But RAND Corporation defense analyst Bruce Bennett said the North has so far committed to very little since the diplomatic thaw began earlier this year.
The problem, of course, is that Kim Jong-un at this stage hasn't done a single meaningful thing to dismantle his nuclear weapons. In fact, he's going the opposite direction. He's making nuclear weapons and increasing his stockpile.
Asia Society Policy Institute analyst Daniel Russell, a former diplomat, said summits and promises are no substitute for a negotiating process. Liberia is looking into the mysterious disappearance of more than $100 million ordered by the country's central bank, equivalent to 5% of the West African country's GDP. Several people, including a former central bank governor, have been barred from leaving the country. Justice Farley is a local businessman.
The level of rampage corruption is affecting our country. It's not only the country, but affecting the poor masses.
The money entered the country between November and August in containers at the port of Monrovia and then vanished. Former Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak faces new corruption charges related to the multi-billion dollar 1MDB state fund. He has been detained since being charged on seven other counts. This is VOA News. The annual U.S. report on terrorism released Wednesday showed a drop in terrorist incidents last year by a fourth, but the terrorism landscape has become more complex, with groups like Al-Qaeda, Islamic State, dispersing beyond the Middle East using clandestine tactics. Ambassador Nathan Sales is the State Department's coordinator for counterterrorism.
Iran remains the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism and is responsible for intensifying multiple conflicts and undermining U.S. interests in Syria, in Yemen, in Iraq, in Bahrain, in Afghanistan, and in Lebanon.
The report also said most attacks last year occurred in just five countries: Afghanistan, India, Iraq, Pakistan, and the Philippines. But Islamic State's threat to China and Chinese interests, it says, is growing. The U.S. says it's prepared to negotiate a treaty with Iran that covers all areas of concern, including its ballistic missile program. Special U.S. Envoy Brian Hook said it will not be a personal agreement like the one in 2015 regarding Iran's nuclear program.
The Iran nuclear deal was an agreement made by Iran with the president at the time. It was not a treaty. They did not have the votes in the U.S. Senate, and so they found the votes in the U.N. Security Council. And that's insufficient in our system of government.
Among U.S. demands is the release of Americans detained in Iran, ending its nuclear missile programs and its financial backing in conflicts in Syria and Yemen. Thousands of civilians are said to be returning to their homes in embattled northwest Idlib province in Syria days after Russia and Turkey reached agreement to forestall a government assault to retake the rebel-held province. The U.N. said nearly 40,000 were internally displaced, but some 5,000 have since returned. Meanwhile, the leader of Lebanon's Iran-backed Hezbollah said Wednesday his militant group will keep its presence in Syria for now. Election officials in Democratic Republic of Congo Wednesday released an official list of presidential candidates for an election scheduled December 23. Incumbent President Joseph Kabila is barred from seeking a third term, and he's backing Emmanuel Ramazani Shadary. His biggest challenger is expected to be opposition leader Felix Tshisekedi. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe Thursday won a ruling party leadership vote, putting him on track to become Japan's longest-serving post-war leader if he remains in office through November 2019. Canadian Foreign Affairs Minister Chrystia Freeland resumed trade talks with the U.S. in Washington Wednesday.
We've been engaged in a very intensive negotiation, something Ambassador Lighthizer calls a continuous negotiation, over the past 4 weeks.
Negotiators face an October 1st deadline to reach a free trade deal similar to that reached last month between the U.S. and Mexico. On Wall Street, the benchmark Dow Jones Index hit its highest level since January on Wednesday, closing at 26,405. That's a gain of nearly 160 points. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, mama. in Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot, rocking and beautiful sounds coming across the African continent for you today. So I want you to stay around because we'll be crisscrossing this great continent with some lovely sounds, all right? And so let's start off today from Uganda. We dedicate this first piece of music to Ugandan entertainer and politician Bobby Wine. Yes, we're dedicating this song to him and to all the supporters out there. Ghetto President is the song we're going to start off with today. And right after that, Situationship, the sound of JR featuring Shadow Boxer from Sierra Leone. This is brand new and it's classic. And then 10 Over 10 by Bahati of Kenya. But let's dedicate our first song today, Ghetto President, to the great Bobby Wine, a singer, songwriter, entertainer, and politician in Uganda.
Straight from the Dangala, come on, we come for space. Exactly what's on a poor man's mind. Man called Bobby Wine, a man called Nobby and Lisa, we come for talk. Remember, we are good to you. Watch this.
Ghetto President says so.
Yaga yaga, whoa, whoa. JR, alongside me, brother Boxer.
thinking about her, ain't she ain't yours. And yeah, I seem to be shopping at the same stores. And she wish she could hug you with a light kiss. I think I'm happy, but why should I live like this? Excuse me, do you need some help pushing your groceries? She said, what you doing? Boy, you supposed to leave. Cause even when you far away, you feel close to me. But you got yours, I got mine, this how it's supposed to be.
I saw this angel walking with a cute little girl, so precious. Made my mind up to stop her. Hello, I only have one question. Can we take a little walk, make a little talk? I hope you don't mind if I put you on the spot. Before I said the word, she had a red blush. The light in her eyes gave me a head rush. She said, slow down, Mr. Lovable. You need to know now, Mr. Lovable. I gave my heart away, but never got one in return. I wanna leave, but I don't know where to turn. Nameless letter to whom it concerned. Come find me the day that I learned situationship. She in a situationship. She in a situation. I kept started talking. I need to make a good impression. Can take my eyes up over me. I hide it on undressing. Let me take you on a date, pick you up at 8. Please take you, tell me, no matter if you late. She took me by the hand and said, it's been a while since I had a smile, but can be your side girl. She said, slow down, Mr. Lovable. You need to know now, Mr. Lovable. I wish I had met you when he told me he did not know if I was the girl that took over his soul. He came back around, now I do want to try. But be ready if I text you reply. Situationship. I'm in a situationship. Situationship.
W-Y-D, she ain't reply me.
I'm stuck in a situation, she why me?
But why her? Cause the man beside her don't deserve her. What you think?
Yes, yes, I concur.
But me say get me on.
Why do I feel alone?
Feel like I need to leave every time I get home.
But I still love my girl and I need to decide.
But if it doesn't work,
I need a brother, she said. Slow down, Mr. Lovable. You need to know now, Mr. Lovable. She said, slow down, Mr. Lovable. You need to know now, Mr. Lovable.
Situationship. She in a situationship. I'm in a situation. Situation.
Yeah, my heart is tender, but in the shadows, baro nipe bitch no mongele.
You are my ten number ten girl, my number one girl. You are my ten number ten girl. Than them. My girl, you are better than them. Hakuna mwingine kama we. Sifa zote mina mpaya we. You are cooler than them. My girl, you are better than them. Hakuna mwingine kama we. Sifa zote mina mpaya we.
Thank you.
Uyu number yangu. Siri wangu.
Thank you.
10 over 10, girl. My number one, you are my 10 over 10, girl.
Over 10 by Bahati of Kenya, and before that, Situationship by JR and Shadow Boxer, both of Sierra Leone, in this great tune. And at the top was Ghetto President by Bobby Wine of Uganda. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Vandy here in Washington.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
Welcome back, the African Beat on the Voice of America. Let the music roll. Odo is the next track and is done by Kitty of Ghana. And right after that, Jamais Jamais by Mr. Leo of Cameroon. And Taya by Baro of Liberia. But Odo now by Kitty of Ghana.
Kitty. There's a...
See me, I no get that civilian. But I got so much love to give you. I got so much love to give you. Oh, na, 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 na. I bless the day I found you.
Let's go.
Oh, Lord of mercy. Oh, don't see me who I am, yes, yo. Oh, do ye, we, who do ya, 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 mama, ye, wa, do.
Yeah, God.
Ah,
African Beat on the Voice of America.
I love your show, David.
Ooh.
Alpha Beta Records.
Bébé, tu me connais? Ouais. Je mourrais pas si je pouvais. Ouais. Juste pour te voir sourire. Jusqu'à la fin de nos vies, si je pouvais, je le ferais. A tous les autres filles, hasta la vista. I'm not a playboy. I go mare mare, I go mare mare na you. I go mare mare, I go mare mare na you. I go leave you jamais, jamais. Jamais, jamais, séparé, jamais, jamais, nan, nan, nan. Jamais, jamais, eh ouais, oh, jamais, jamais, oh, oh, jamais, jamais, divorcé, jamais, jamais, nan, nan, nan. Jamais, jamais. Girl, I'm living my life, girl, I'm living my life with you. And if I go die, girl, I swear I go die for you. Now so we be starting, okay, okay, lele. I go love you forever, mon cœur, mon cœur, lélé. Repose ta tête sur ma poitrine, écoute mon cœur qui bat. Je ne sais pas si je peux vivre loin de toi. I go mare mare, I go mare mare na you. I go mare mare, I go mare mare na you. I go leave you jamais, jamais. Jamais, jamais. Séparé, jamais, jamais. Na, na, na. Jamais, jamais, hey, oh, jamais, jamais, oh, 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 jamais, jamais, divorcé, jamais, jamais, ah, ah, jamais, jamais, I go leave you, jamais, jamais, oh, 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 jamais, jamais, séparé, jamais, jamais.
Tired.
good for me, oh. I know fish out, oh.
By Baro of Liberia, and before that, Jame Jame by Mr. Leo of Cameroon, and Odo by Kitty of Ghana. You are listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America, and I am David Vandy here in Washington. Don't go away, I'll be bringing you more beautiful sounds from the continent, so stay around, I'll be right back.
Remember, every sound of the drum that you hear is an African beat, and this is the sounds of Africa.
African Beats.
You love the African beat, we love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about the show, don't hesitate to contact us via email. Write to us on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. You can also call us on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and you leave your message.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Now, let's continue with some more music. Get It Now is our next track by Tiwa Savage of Nigeria featuring Omarion. And right after that, Malian-born Fatoumata Jawara in My Love, My Friend, My Confident, and that is Interine. But Get It Now, Tiwa Savage of Nigeria, featuring Omarion. Beautiful music coming to you on the African beat right here from the Voice of America in Washington, D.C.
Say it like you mean it. Touch me like you need it.
I'm gonna get it now.
My Love, My Friend, My Confident by Fatoumata Jawara of Mali, and Get It Now by Tiwa Savage of Nigeria featuring Omarion. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, your favorite music show, broadcasting to you Mondays through Fridays at 0905 and 2005 UTC right after the news. So stay tuned, more music coming.
African
Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my
homeland. Welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Vandy here in Washington. Today, I have a guest from Cameroon, and this lady is wonderful. She has a lot of feathers to her cap. She's a musician, she's a movie producer, and she's an actress. Well, you can say that. And oh my God, today she's going to sing for you, and we're going to be talking about all what she can do. And she is Comfort Ambe, right?
Yes.
Comfort Ambe, that's your real name.
Yes.
And for the stage and for your music, you are the work that you do, you are Evangelist Comife.
Correct.
Yes. So we go with Comife.
Yes.
I love that. Comife. Comfort and faith.
Yes.
Blend together.
Yes.
Wow. When you have comfort and then you have faith, putting that together, then we get some good African music. So today we're going to talk about your music and we're going to talk about yourself. But first of all, let's start off with you. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, as you rightly said, my name is Sister Comfort Ambe. I'm from Cameroon. I'm a database administrator. That is, I'm based in the information
professionally,
technology.
That's where... Yeah, oh, database administrator, a lot of money.
Yeah. I guess so. Okay, that is who I am. Maybe if you want me to tell me a little bit about...
No, we'll come to that. We'll come to that. That's, but I know today you're not alone. You're here with your pretty daughter.
Yes.
And that is Loretta.
Yes, I'm here with my daughter and her name is Loretta Ako.
Uh-huh.
She's really a lady of faith. I will talk about her more when I get to talk about
her. I am telling you.
She
and she cannot leave Mama to go alone. She wants to be here with you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, we're going to talk about two of your songs today and you're going to be performing those songs for us here in the studio.
Yes.
And we're going to start off with Joyous Day.
Right.
All right. So we're going to play the song first, and then when we come back, we talk about it.
Right.
Okay. So now, watch out for you African Beat listeners out there and fans. This is Comife in Joyous Day. Let's get the song.
counting my blessings, I'm counting my blessings. Yeah, yeah, Papa God don't bless you. Yeah. Papa God don't bless you. Yeah. I'm counting my blessings, I'm counting my blessings. Yeah, yeah, Papa God don't bless you. Yeah. Papa God don't bless you.
Yeah. Now you be the best. Everybody for dancing and shaking and me. You know, I love the pidgin there. I love the pidgin there. So you are from the Anglophone part of Cameroon.
Yes.
And the way you speak the pidgin, just like we speak our Creole.
Right.
You know, from Sierra Leone.
Right.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Good.
But I want to ask you. You know, everybody for whatever we do, we get inspiration from somewhere.
Right.
Where did you get your own inspiration to sing from?
I got the inspiration from singing, and I want to tell you that lady, wonderful lady, my daughter, Loretta. When I came to this country, let me just give you the background of why got me into singing the gospel. When I came to this country, I was here for about 2 years, and then later on brought my children. So when I brought them, two boys and one girl, and she is the last, and the girl, she as young as she was. So the boys came here, they made bad friends. The first week, they made very bad friends. Because as we were back home in Cameroon,
they got involved with bad friends.
Bad friends. We were home in Cameroon. They were very good children. They went to all good mission schools, always living in the fence because their dad is an engineer, electrical engineer. So immediately they drop here, they jump into bad friends because they were not used to friends out there. As they got into bad friends, these friends, they got them into all these doing all wrong things, and they got into drugs, serious drugs. So getting into that serious drug, oh my God, it was just like something fell on me, something which I had never experienced it from the children. Something fell on me. I was just like, the world was just all over me. So I was crying everywhere. And getting into this, they were not coming home. They were just out there doing all this type of gang, drugs. And then they were getting involved, locking them up in so many detention areas.
I can imagine a mother's worry. A mother's heart would be bleeding.
I was really like moving, crying everywhere, struggling. And she came in, she was in seventh grade. And as I was a single parent and my husband was back home in Africa, I had to be dealing with them, looking for lawyer up and down to trying to getting them off all the jail and so on. I went through that for 10 years.
Wow.
And she was always by me. She was always by me.
Okay, it's all right.
We're crying. I will be crying. Being alone, I didn't know anything. I would be crying. When I'm crying, she will say, "Mommy, please, don't cry. I have the conviction. I believe that God will do everything to turn their life around." The only place where we were, what we could do was just to pray with her. She would go to school. She was always very sad in school because all her brother was always locked up in correction center in Upper Marlboro, in different ones, sometimes in Texas.
So how did she inspire you now to sing?
Yeah. So as I was always crying, one day I was sitting with her when the boys were out there locked up. I were crying. They were praying. And that's another thing. We were crying and praying. She looked at me, crying. She came and sat by me. She wiped my eyes and said, "Mommy, please, don't cry, Mommy. Do you know that, Mom, you can sing? Damn for you to cry, Mommy. Do you know you can sing and praise God? I have the belief that God will turn their life around." That's what she told me. I said, "Oh, really? we were sitting on the stairs. I said, really, the girl, is that what can happen? She said, mommy, yes. So as she told me like that, I look at her, and then she composed the first song. That was the first album I made. She composed the first song, which she said, Jesus, give me a new life. That is how we started singing. Then I was reading the word, always reading the word of God. And then I went and then I read Jeremiah 9:19-21, which said, call the women to come and pray for the atrocity that is happening in the city. And my daughter have seen it. Father, you will change the life of their children. So that is how singing. I started
That's
singing.
How you got into it.
I got into it.
And today, how are the boys doing?
Yeah. So when my son came out from prison, he started producing. Yeah.
Your son is the producer now?
Yes, he produced this music and the other one that is coming. Uh-huh. And then she is
the background.
My daughter is my background.
She's the background vocal.
Yeah, the background vocal.
Wow. So you have a whole... You have a whole band now in your house.
So what happened, these children came and then we went through this drama for 10 years, just to cut the long story short. They went back to school and they got into technology. They did information technology. Now all of them are database administrators.
Wow.
God turned their life
around.
Turn it around. Yes.
Bravo to you. Amen. You are a strong woman.
Thank you.
You are a strong African woman. And now you can sing and you can dance and, you know, that's a good thing.
Yes.
And so thank you so much for being such a strong woman. And I thank your daughter, Loretta, for standing with you and giving you that courage and giving... You know, sometimes when we don't listen to our kids, it's like what they're saying is not important. But I think that moment, even at that age that Loretta was talking to you, those messages were very important.
Yes.
And they turn you around from crying to singing.
To singing, right.
And today... All is well.
Yes, all is well.
This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. My guest today is Komife. And you just listen to A Joyous Day. With a story like that, definitely you have to celebrate what a joyous day this day will be. Now, you know, we'll go to our next song.
Yeah.
But before we go to that next song, apart from music, you're also a film producer, African movie producer.
Yeah, I'm African movie.
You're an actress too.
I'm an actress
too. You do acting.
Yes. I have a movie that will be coming up, which I wrote the movie, and then Adeyemi, who is...
You wrote the story.
I wrote the story. So Adeyemi, who is...
Adeyemi, the actor from Sierra Leone.
Yes, the from Sierra Leone. I mean, I put the story together with Loretta and my children. The story is going to be just about my... Or what happens?
So it's a true story, based on a true story.
Okay. So Loretta, too, she is also in information technology. She has a bachelor's degree in information technology.
Well, I think I have a good team here.
Loretta,
get ready for me because I have a good team here.
Yes. We thank God.
Okay. Well, I want to wish you good luck in that also. Yeah. And so now let's come to your next music that you're going to perform for us, and that is Mama.
Mama.
So tell me about the song Mama.
Yeah, Mama. What inspired me to write Mama. My mom delivered six of us. We were all girls. So my mom, my dad just decided, you know, African tradition, African culture. He wanted a boy. So he threw my mom out of the house. All of us, all of us house. My mom is an illiterate. She never went to school. So my mom starts struggling with us. From that tender age, not with nothing, working farm, she has to grow up. She brought me up, become the first child. She struggled. She was the first woman in my village who won a prize to send a woman, to send a child in secondary school. She single-handedly sent me in secondary school. So she was there for me for everything. Everything that I buy my mom.
And so we dedicated, you dedicated this particular song
to her.
And so if I may ask you, this may be a personal question. You cannot answer it if you don't want it.
Okay.
So all six of you, all of you are still alive?
No, all of our three of them are...
They're deceased now. But you still have three of the girls.
Still have four girls.
Four girls. Yes. Okay. So... what is your father saying now?
Yeah, unfortunately, he died. Before he died, because he abandoned us and then he got married to other three women.
Did they give him a boy?
They gave him boys. But the irony in the whole thing is that it's my mom's children who are educated, who are eyes as the girl who is taking care of the boys now. So before he died, he came. He was sick. I had to bring him down to where we were. He came and apologized. He cried. He looked at us. He apologized. He said, please, Comfort, forgive me. Because I was being influenced by the tradition, which they say, if you don't have a boy, it means you don't have a compound.
You don't have a compound. You don't have a home.
Yeah.
Well, that is a very, very wrong tradition.
Yeah.
I'm an African too. I'll tell you, it's a very, very wrong tradition. I call myself the man of girls' school because I have a lot of... I have girls.
You are blessed.
Yes,
you
I know.
You are blessed.
I know.
Yes.
All right. Well, is Mama still alive?
Yes, she is
still
alive.
And so we're going to dedicate this song to her. And I want you to call her name here and tell her that this particular song is for her.
Okay.
You do that.
Yes. Oh, I just want to thank Mama Lydia Anchi or Lydia Awu for taking good care of me. If not her, I shouldn't have been having the education I'm having today, Mama. I just want to say thank you and I thank God for you.
All right. Well, Mama, that is specially for you. So I want to thank you also for being my guest today. And anytime when this album is done, you can still come back here because we need to hear the full album. All right. And anytime you're doing your movies or whatever we can do to help you, let us know. And, you know, here at Voice of America, African Beat is a platform for young talented artists, especially African singers that don't have a platform where their works will be put out. So what we're doing here, we make sure we create this platform so every African star that don't have a platform, you send your music here, we'll definitely play it out to the world as long as it is good for the radio and for TV, okay?
Yes, please. Can I say something about introduction of myself? I forgot to say
yes,
something.
Yes.
Oh, yes. I just want to say, I'm sorry I forgot about this part. I say I was a single parent here, but I'm married. My husband is still back in Cameroon. Even when the kids was going through the, he too was in Cameroon.
It's good that you say that too, because that man will be listening to you.
I know.
But Mr. Husband, don't worry. Everything is final.
Yes.
She just made that correction now, so so you can understand. All right, the African Beat. And with that, I want to say thank you so much. And thanks to Loretta for being here today. Thanks to all my engineers and technicians. We have Cornelius, Bert, Jay, and Ted. All of you guys, thank you so much for doing such a wonderful job with us here today. And now, I just want to say goodbye, but I want to thank you for accepting us in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And on behalf of my guests, Komi Faith, who is going to do the final track for us, and that is Mama. I wish you all the best. And now, over to you, Komi. Let's enjoy the song, Mama, and let's dance for Mama right now.
Thank you. Thank you.
Genesis 3:16. God said to a woman, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In pain you shall bring forth children. Mama is gold. Mama, mama, mama.
today. Oh, today now your teachings touch on my life. Oh, mama, yeah, I love you, yeah. Mama, thank God for you. Mama, may God bless you. Mama, 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 yeah. Mama, oh, you are so dear to me. Mama, 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 yeah. Mama, oh, you are so dear to me. You brought me into this world. Mama, yeah, I'm guiding me through. You brought me into this world. Mama, yeah, yeah, I'm guiding me
your care.